Everyone, I'm Sylvie Avery.
And I'm Mick Avery.
And welcome to Spirits Work, the show that opens your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And we're very excited about today's show because we're going to be having a wonderful guest joining us, and we know you will just love her.
Absolutely. Well, yes, today is going to be very, very different. As regular listeners will know, I usually miss the whole show because I go into the deep trance state and channel spirit guide Gregory Hay for the entire program. But today, I'm going to be conscious and able to participate for a change. I don't know whether that's a good or a bad thing. Now, as well as Spirits Work on bbsradio.com on Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, at 6 p.m. GMT, we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com. At the new time of on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, which is 12 midnight GMT. We also have a workshop situation, which is on secondlife.com, and that's on Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, which is 9 p.m. GMT, that's every week. And our websites are www.spirit-teaching.com and also live on www.spiritsworkradio.com. And we conduct Akashic readings daily. Now, we're going to be shortly having the company of our very, very dear friend and colleague, clairvoyant medium Bernie Scott. And Bernie has kindly agreed to take your phone calls to see if she can bring through communication from your friends and loved ones in the spirit world. Now, the numbers to call for this are, if you're living in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you are living in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And if you're an international caller, you can call on 001-530-876-3222.
And the international call isn't free, but the other two are, and it's only a quick call, and hey, you're getting a little mini reading for nothing, so
yeah,
go
absolutely
for it. I'll just tell you a little bit about Bernie before I introduce her. She's a professional working medium in huge demand in the UK in particular, and also runs the Free Spirit Awareness Centre in Bristol, England. Her full diary is testament to her ability as an excellent medium, offering one-to-one readings, phone readings worldwide, workshops, traveling throughout the country doing her gallery-style presentations in the vein of John Edward of Crossing Over. She's also a Reiki master and spiritual healer, and, well, actually, the list goes on, and I'll let Bernie tell you about herself in a few moments. But I'd just like to explain that if you do want to phone in for a message from your loved one, she doesn't work psychically. I have to explain that. She will be working mediumistically, which means that she works very closely with her guides and your loved ones to bring you messages. So she won't be picking things up from your energy or aura. So, you know, she waits to get direct communication from those who have crossed over that still live on, obviously. And she will get this in clairvoyantly or clairaudiently and clairsentiently. And I'm sure she will talk to you about how she actually picks all of this up. But she won't be telling you about your love life or how to when you're going to move house or finding a job, okay? She'll be bringing you some evidence that your loved ones are still alive and well, and that they are still around you, loving you, and being a part of your life still. So all you need to do is open and be receptive to the information. Don't give her any information about who you want to hear from in particular, because it actually may not be them, and it may be that they come through last. Or just offer your positive, loving energy to the situation. So once again, the free phone numbers to call. If you would like to hear what Bernie has to say to those to you from those who have crossed over, are in the U.S., 877-876-5227, Canada, 888-815-9756, international calls are not toll-free, and it's 001-530-876-3232.
Well, hi. Hi, Bernie.
Hello, Bernie.
Hiya. Hi.
Hello.
Already, actually.
Hello, my dear. Yes, well, actually, look, if we can just hold the other person's call for the moment.
Just for a few seconds.
Just while we welcome you, Bernie, into our program. Thanks very much for coming on, agreeing to it.
Oh, thanks for having me. I mean, I've never done anything like this before, so, you know, this experiment's going to be absolutely fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, to work slightly differently, be taken out of my comfort zone, so to speak.
Well, that's what moves you forward, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we can talk about how you work and all of the rest of it as we go along, but we will take this call in a second. So what we might do is take this caller now, and then you can explain to this person how you work and how you want to continue with the show, if that's okay.
Okay,
hello, caller.
Hi, this is Diane from Los Angeles.
Take it away.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hiya.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you fine, darling.
Okay.
Is it Daniela?
I have no expectations. I'm just excited, Bernie, of any kind of connection you could make.
Oh, that's fabulous. It's wonderful to speak to you. Okay. As I say, just be open to everybody in the spirit world, because, you know, we just don't know who's going to step forward, okay? And they also, they love to take me to different members of the family as well. So if I say, like, who has, just take me to them, because they love to be acknowledged, okay? And obviously this is an experiment and no results can be guaranteed. But, you know, the spirit world do love to bring through fun and laughter, as well as the serious side, the serious nature of things as well. All right? I'm just going to just put my thoughts out here now. Is it Daniela?
Diane, yes. That's it.
Sorry, you've been quite distant, so I can't quite catch your name. I'm just putting the thought out now to see who's coming forward, and I'm definitely sensing here, there's somebody coming forward here is very, it's a gentleman drawing close here, and he's got very bad breathing difficulties as he comes forward, okay? I do feel he needed help with his breathing towards the end. Can you understand this, gentleman?
You know, I'm not sure what you're saying. It's a little bit of hard to hear you. A gentleman that was having trouble breathing doesn't...
Breathing, yeah. I do feel that he was rushed into hospital quite quickly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is going to be like father-grandfather figure as he's drawing close.
But my father, you're absolutely right. I was 5 years old, but yes, he ran to the hospital.
Yeah, and he was rushed into hospital and he had breathing difficulties. You can understand that.
That's exactly correct.
Okay, but as he draws close to you, sweetheart, he's overflowing with love for you.
Uh-huh.
All right, and he needs you to know that he's watched you grow. Okay?
I can feel him, Bernie.
Where's the two children?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
I have three children.
Okay, now he's talking about two children. Where's the two children? Are you one of two?
I'm one of three.
Okay, I need to talk about two children here. Okay, where's the two girls?
My sister has three children, two are girls.
Okay. Hold on, this is not feeling quite right to me, Diane.
Okay.
All right, so there's not two girls and a boy, because I need to talk about the two girls here.
Growing up, that's what he had, two girls and a boy. That's what he had.
Okay, because this is what he's talking about, because I know your father was very protective, okay, when you were younger. Can you understand
Correct.
That? And you wanted to know. Sorry?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm just confirming.
Okay, sorry. It's not the best of lines, is it? Okay. All right, sweetheart. Did he collapse?
He died of cancer in 9 months.
Okay, but did he collapse? Because he's given me the sensation that he collapsed and he was assisted when he collapsed.
That's possible, yes.
Okay, where's the month of May sitting here for a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
Of the lady, you said?
No, the month of May.
A month of May, April 30th is my birthday.
No, he's given me the month of May for a birthday, passing, or anniversary in the family.
It's
now, hold on to that, because you can think about that one. Okay. Now, who's been putting photographs on, like, a DVD?
Photograph on a DVD. Everybody does. I don't know. We all...
All right, because I know he's just been around somebody who's been putting photographs on a DVD here.
That was my sister.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And is there a photograph of three generations of the family?
Yes.
Recently been taken?
Yes.
Like mother, daughter, and grandchild, you know, three generations here.
Yes. In December.
He's just acknowledging that as well. All right, sweetheart. Where's the M name? Like Mary? Molly?
My grandmother Mary, who's passed.
Your grandmother Mary. All right. Poor old Mary. Did your grandmother have leg problems? Like, I feel like I got bad leg here.
Not sure. She also had cancer.
All right, but did she have trouble with one of her legs in particular? Because I feel like my leg is really uncomfortable here.
I don't think so, that I can think of.
All right, okay, sweetheart. Because I feel like I've got ulcer on my leg, or like a really bad bed sore or something like that.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I don't know if you can ask. Yeah, you can ask, because anyway, she comes forward. She's talking about the family being quite spread out, so I don't know if you're all quite spread out where you live.
Right. A little bit.
Mm. Yeah?
We all live in the same state. We all live in California.
I don't know how big California is, but I really don't know, because England's such a small place compared to you, but I just feel that the family's quite spread out. But I just feel like there's some sort of coming together, like a reunion or a party coming up. She's making sure that the family will... Can you understand
wedding.
This?
A wedding, a big
okay,
wedding.
Because I know that they're very happy about that in the spirit world.
Oh.
Okay. Who's in the forces?
Huh.
Or who was in the...
My father... Was
he was in the? Sorry, I missed that. Sorry.
Yes, my father, who's crossed over, was my father.
He was in the forces.
Yes.
There must be a photograph of him in uniform.
There is. Yes.
Yeah, because he's very proud of that photograph. I know that he's very proud of that photograph. All right.
Wow.
Okay.
You're so now, good.
All right. Now I know he lost a lot of weight before he passed to the spirit world, because he's making me feel he was half the man. But I have to say that I do feel he had a strictness with him, okay?
Yes.
But I do feel it was in the right places. So I don't feel like he was overly strict, but just enough to keep the family in line. Do you understand what he's saying?
Yes.
All right. Now, I know he's very proud of you, because he's making me feel that you actually, I won't say overprotective, but you're very protective of your family, and they haven't gone wrong. Can you understand this?
Yes. That's so nice to hear. Yes, that's what a wonderful message. What?
All right. Now,
I have to wind that up now, Spoon.
Okay, just very quickly, has there been some tears around you just recently?
Yes.
Because he's aware of the tears, okay? And I know that you've been asking those in the spirit world for help, putting the thoughts out there.
Yeah.
And he's saying everything's okay, and we're with you.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
All
Thank
right.
you for giving me so much of your time. Oh, wow. What a great show. Thank you all.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
God bless, darling.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. There you go. That's lovely. So, Bernie, would you like to explain to everybody, before we get another call, how it is that you work?
Okay, so basically, when mediums do work, the more they work, the more they walk this pathway, the more years they put into it, the spirit world heighten all your senses and you never stop developing. So at the moment, the way I'm working, and I'm going to say at the moment because I'm forever changing, you know, I can, the spirit world either step into my energy or they can do it from afar. And they can make me feel how the person felt who'd passed, and I can take on their mannerisms. I can feel certain objects in my hand, such as the other day I was giving a reading, and although no one could see it, I knew I had a hamster in my hand. I could feel the hamster; it was alive to me and moving. You know, I can sense things through touch. I can feel things that the spirit world impress upon me, even down to like ulcers and bed sores. I also see clairvoyantly, so when they step in, you know, I don't always see the whole of them. Yeah, if they had a prominent nose, perhaps I would see just the nose. If they had something wrong with their eyes, or their eyes were the most beautiful color, I would see just their eyes. It would be something that the person who's receiving the message would understand. Yeah, because I think,
yes,
you know,
to them.
So just little glimpses, you know, and as they walk into my energy, I can normally tell by sensing the way they're walking, how they used to walk, like, you know, whether they used to limp a little bit or whether they had bandy legs or, you know, or if they come in dancing, I can sense all that. So, excuse me. So I sense, and I got this sense of knowing as well. I just know. I don't know where that comes from. But I just know that what they're giving me.
I was just going to say, it's like when somebody says, you know, oh, no, that was, you know, not right. It was the wrong amount of people or whatever. You whittle it down and you get to what it is that they're bringing you. You know, it may not be obvious to start with, but because you know your mediumship, you know that it's... That you're going to get there in the end, sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, I say the spirit world they use our imagination as well, you know. That's why everybody's mediumship is so unique, because everybody's got different memories in their head that the spirit world pluck out, and they use our imagination as well. So, you know, if the spirit world are trying to put something across, they will actually take one of my thoughts out, perhaps, in my head. And so I'd explain that to the other person, the person receiving the message, and they may not quite get what I'm saying, but almost. And then the spirit will just tweak it a little bit for me. Yeah, so, you know, you may not understand straight away, but when I go back and get more information, it just very slightly changes a little, so then that you fully understand. But, you know, so they do use our memories, you know, because many, many times I've given readings and a certain memory that I've had, and, you know, and I've explained to the person who's receiving the message, oh, my God, you know, I've just done that myself. You know, so they can use every part of our head, really, every memory. You know, and there's so many developing mediums and mediums out there that have had, you know, they've got, like, years full of experience, not all good and bad as well, you know. And if they've been through certain traumas in life, the spirit world will pick those out of the medium's head to help somebody going through the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know,
somebody, if you've had a nervous breakdown in your past or whatever, then you're giving somebody a reading and they've just had one or going through one, then they will give you
exactly
the image what you were like, and you say, oh, you...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, you see. Can I just say as well, I'm going to say the number, phone numbers again a minute before we just continue, okay? So if you'd like a reading from Bernie... Clairvoyant Medium Bernie Scott, the number is free phone 877-876-5227, that's in the US. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's 001-530-876-3222. And the international call you will have to pay for, but it's a free reading.
Yeah. I was just going to say, actually, it's to my mind, it's kind of like a part of the thing that happens with some people when they're developing and they have all these kind of like sometimes they may have a lot of quite horrendous visions and that kind of thing, which may well be, in a sense, trying to help that person to understand from the basic premise that if you're a medium, you may actually have to see and acknowledge certain kinds of activities like human behavior and you know, kind of events that happen in physical life that you have to relate to someone else coming from spirit world. So it's kind of like, you know, in the earlier instances of mediumship, it may well be that you as a medium actually have to go, you know, maybe you go through that process as part of your unique learning.
Yeah, you go through many experiences, Nick. You know, the spirit world are forever working with us and showing us, as you say, many different scenarios. But, you know, the thing is, as well, you've got to be able to slightly stand back from it all, because it can be very emotional for the medium as well. So you've got to be able to, you know, when people come through that have sadly taken their own life, you know, and you want to put this forward, you could actually see like a medium could actually see like a rope around the neck, or feel the rope around the neck, you know.
So
you've got to be able to relay the message, but stand back from it. Otherwise, it would be too emotional for the medium to be able to relay what they're, you know, do you understand, to relay what they're seeing or sensing or feeling. So in a way, you have to become, although you are very, you know, sad about it, you in a way you've got to learn to be able to stand back very slightly from it and not to take on board, you know.
Totally. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks,
so
much.
Can you tell everybody about your what it is that you actually do? Like, for instance, you know, because you've got the Free Spirit Center where you do the workshops and that sort of thing, and development groups. What is it you do on a daily basis?
Well, majority of the time I'm giving readings, and I do a lot of healing as well. In the evenings I do clairvoyant demonstrations, which is going around to different spiritual centres or spiritual churches, and I give clairvoyant demonstrations a few times a week. But also, as you say, run the Free Spirit Awareness Centre. So we have other working mediums come into the centre and they demonstrate as well. But also we run like circles for those wanting to develop their mediumship. And, you know, it's for people on all levels. It's not just for the new person or the established developing medium. It is for all levels. And, you know, we all get together and we swap experiences and we all learn together and we meditate. And also we do some sort of exercise where we pair people up and get them working with their senses. You know, the more you work your mediumship, the more you will get. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. That's great. Well, I do believe we have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's Liz here.
Ross.
Who is it? Sorry.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Sorry, we didn't catch your name. Ruth, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hiya.
Hello. Okay, so it's over to Bernie.
Sorry, Bill, I can't catch the lady's name. Sorry, I can't catch the lady's name.
It was Ruth.
Ruth?
R-U-T-H.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, it just sounds a little bit muffled, so I can't... Hi,
yeah,
Ruth.
Quite quiet. Hello.
Hi, Ruth. Have you had a message from the spirit world before, Ruth?
I have.
Oh, good. Okay, just be open and we'll see what we get here. Okay. as I say, when working with the spirit world, we bring through loved ones and we bring through friends as well, so I'm not always sure where we're going, but can you understand a younger woman in the spirit world, someone who passed quite young?
Yes. Yes.
You know, I don't know what you call them. In American schools, they do, like, is it pom-poms when they... you know, what do they call them?
What,
you know, when they're dancing and they've got
cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Can you understand that with this lady there would be some cheerleading experience or memory here?
I'm not sure. It doesn't ring any bells.
Okay. You know, is there somebody on the earth plane that does cheerleading or...
Yes.
Or is it,
yes,
like synchronized dancing?
It might actually be the person concerned, her daughter.
Her daughter, okay.
Uh-huh.
Because this lady, if she comes through, I know it's very important that she acknowledges the cheerleading. Yeah?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
And she wants to thank you for making the connection because she was praying that you would. This was almost like it was organized behind the scenes for you to make this connection.
Right.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, she's very emotional as she comes through. I feel she went quite quickly.
Yes.
To the spiritual. Can you understand?
Yes.
Because one minute I feel like I'm here, the next minute I feel like I'm gone.
That's right.
Okay, darling. All right. Now, okay, I'm getting the weirdest, excuse me a minute, I'm just trying to work out what I'm sensing here. Okay. Oh. Why am I sensing guns here?
I can understand that, I think.
You can understand, because I'm just getting a big sense of guns here. But I feel like they should be locked up in a cupboard. Does this make sense to you?
I think so, if it's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Now, okay. I have to say that you feel and sense spirit world around you, Ruth.
That I see them? Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, you feel them and sense them.
Right.
Not see them, feel them and sense them around you. You feel
right.
The energy change around you. Okay. Were you in your bedroom the other day and you thought somebody was in there with you? Did you sort of look over your shoulder because you didn't think you were by yourself? Because I got this feeling that this lady here was with you. Okay. Now, all right, darling. There's also a gentleman coming here in the spirit, drawing close. I feel that you've known a few people that are quite young that passed to the spirit world, Ruth. Can you understand the gentleman in his 40s?
His 40s?
Or he might have been 50, but he had a good head of hair. But
right.
I feel more... And I feel he would have had, like, a heart problem.
I think so.
Thinking. Okay, all right, so yeah. Did you have like an uncle that
yes.
passed with a heart condition?
If it's who I'm thinking about, I'm not sure how he passed. I can't remember.
Okay, well, can you check on it?
Because
this gentleman's drawing close. And I have to say very quickly, they keep giving me circle here, and a circle to me is development circle. All right, and funny enough, we were just talking about sitting in development circle. I really feel that you've got some gifts there, Ruth,
right.
that could be developed, and you ought to be sitting in development circle. All right? Now, going back to this lady here, can you pass on a message to her daughter that she's been around her?
I'm not sure, but her daughter's quite young, and her mother, I'm not sure how her mother would take.
Okay, why is she giving me the month of June?
Sorry?
She's giving me the month of June here. There must be a reason for this, like a birthday, passing, or anniversary, round about the month of June. It's hard to think on the spot, Ruth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure I've got the right person. Is this person young, the person that you're talking about, young?
Yeah, she's quite young, who passed the spirit world.
as in,
hey, there's
talking?
A gentleman here in the, there's a gentleman here in the spirit world that, that used to drink Guinness, Mackeson or Guinness?
Guinness?
Or Mackeson? It's a dark drink.
Right, that's something else I would have to check.
I see, okay. Because you've got a strong Scottish accent, haven't you?
Yeah, that's because I'm Scottish.
Yeah. Yeah. Guinness is Irish to me, yeah?
Yes, it is, My grandfather was Irish. Well, he came from Ireland.
Okay, because I do feel there is an Irish link here. This is why I'm seeing, like, the Guinness here. Okay.
Right.
All right, sweetheart. I do feel there's quite a few people here just waiting to be acknowledged here and giving you so much love. All right, darling.
That's lovely.
Now, is there a birthday in December? Or an anniversary?
Yeah.
'Cause they're taking you for the month.
The young lady that you got through her anniversary is December.
December, okay. Because the thing is, I hear in my own voice in my head. I don't hear male, female. I don't hear an older voice or a younger voice. I just hear my voice. So sometimes, you know, the communication can be a bit dotted, but I know that the month of December here is very relevant, okay? She wants to thank you for the support that you give everybody.
Yeah, I give everybody.
Okay.
Right.
All right. The thing is, do you know what? I would put you down as some sort of counsellor, all right? I don't think you are a counsellor by what you do for your work. But she's saying that you're like a counsellor, okay? You give really good advice. Sometimes, you know, it's good to take on your own advice, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to give advice, but, you know, doing it yourself is another thing. She's saying take on take on board what you say to other people. All right, sweetheart. Changes around your work situation at the moment?
Is there what, sorry?
Changes around your work.
At the moment? Well,
yeah.
No, not really.
You haven't changed department or changed office or changed room or...?
No, well... Was it last year? I think it was 2007, I stopped working in the job that I was working in.
I don't know, I just feel like there's changes around the work situation, but don't think it's negative, because I never get anything negative, all right? So just think of that as a positive, all right?
Okay.
So just watch out, they must obviously know something behind the scenes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Do you go upstairs to work? Or do you live upstairs? I don't know what this is. I feel like I'm going upstairs.
Do I have an upstairs?
Yes,
I live in an upstairs flat.
Oh, you live in an upstairs flat. Okay, because they keep taking me upstairs. All right, sweetheart. Now, I don't know if there's something you've just done in your bathroom, because I feel like the spirit world has been around you in your bathroom. I don't know if I want to do the... do some resealing... Or you need to have the sealant done again, because I feel like they've been in your bathroom. Can you understand what they're talking about here?
Yes, I think so. Uh-huh.
Okay, because I feel like they've been around you now. Okay, when you look in the mirror in the bathroom, do you talk to the spirit world?
No.
Were you looking in the mirror today and thinking of the spirit world when you were doing whatever you were doing?
Yes.
Because I want to say that they stood right behind you. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Because they stood right behind
you. It was before I called the show. I wasn't sure whether they phone in or not.
Right, well, they were right behind you, and they were inspiring you and pushing you forward, and they're just so pleased that you made that connection. All right?
Okay.
So I know you're Scottish, and this is not going to be much evidence, because I know all Scottish people love haggis. But instead of a brown one, I'm seeing a white one.
White haggis.
Is it a white haggis?
That doesn't mean anything, no.
It doesn't mean a lot to me, really.
No.
Let's see. Okay.
I
to wind up in a minute.
All right, very, very quick. There's somebody in the spirit world that would have preferred the white... I don't know if it's haggis or black pudding and white pudding.
I'll ask about that.
Yeah, okay. Just hold on to that, because I know I'm really trying to rush things, because I know we've only got a snippet of time here. Just know that when you were stood in that bathroom, they were stood behind you and they were just so pleased that you heard their thoughts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want not leaving you there quite, because as you picked up on their thoughts there in the bathroom, you know, I still do feel that you've got some wonderful gifts there and you should sit for development.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Cheers now.
Thank you, Ruth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And if anybody else would like to phone in and get a little reading from our clairvoyant medium guest, Bernie Scott, today, the number is a free phone, 877-876-5227 in the USA. And also Canada is 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's 001-530-876-3222, and the international call isn't free, though. Okay, well, there you are. So
yes, and this is Mick and Sylvie Avery on Spirits Work, and we have our very special guest, Bernie Scott, with us, who is a clairvoyant medium and actually clairsentient and all-round good egg, and plus does a whole bunch of other stuff, as well as all of that, healing and Reiki and... goodness knows what else.
And you were telling us about...
Yes.
About
and
your...
workshops as well. I run workshops as well. And, you know, when people starting off with their mediumship, you know, sometimes they need a tool to help them get their link. You know, it's a confidence thing as well, you know. And within our workshops, we use many different tools. We do psychometry, the cards, sand reading, photographs, lots of different things. And you'll find that within these workshops, you know, where sometimes people have been on this pathway for a little while and they just can't get to grips with it. And one day they'll pick up maybe a piece of jewelry in a workshop or a tray of sand, and they'll find that they really can get a really good connection through that. So with the workshops, it's really great to start... hold on, let me just rephrase that. With the workshops, it's really good to attend as many as you can, not only for the reason of finding the right tool to work with and experimenting, but with mediumship, the more you do, the more you get. The more you put into it, the more you receive, you know. And people are so worried also in the workshops about letting things flow, because they're so worried about getting things wrong. But as I explain to everybody, you know, you've got to go through the wrongs to get things right. You know, so as I say, the more you experiment, the more the spirit world can understand what you're receiving and how you're receiving things and how you're misinterpreting things. And they can work with you and make the adjustments they need to work. And, you know... And through all the wrongs that people get, the rights start appearing. And then all of a sudden, the wrongs are getting less and the rights are becoming more prominent. And that's where your confidence really grows. So there's, you know, that you starting out on your mediumship, you've really got to trust a lot and walk for walk. If nothing is handed to us on a plate, you know. Nothing's handed to us on the plate. If we want to work with spirit world, we've got to do our half.
And you you take your fledglings out, don't you, onto the platform?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I've taken a young man out at the moment. Trey, if you won't mind me mentioning his name, and you know, he's been out with me 5 or 6 times, and now he's more than ready. To be out on his own now, doing his own demonstrations. And he sat in circle for 3 years, I think.
Yes.
And now, you know, he's really coming to his own. So, and that's what it's all about. It's helping others to develop their senses that's rightly theirs. Everybody has got that sixth sense. Everybody's got that connection to the spirit world, you know, and just finding which is your pathway.
Yeah,
whether it be healing or both, or, you know, everyone's individual. Everybody's unique.
So how did you stumble across yours then, your gift? And what did you stumble across it, or have you always known?
How did I stumble across it? Well, my mum is a Catholic, but even though she's a Catholic, I hope she doesn't mind me talking about her. when I was younger, she used to take on mediums from the Spiritualist Church. Not take them on, that sounds awful. But when they used to come to the local Spiritualist Church, she used to provide bed and breakfast for them. And so, you know, I was growing up always having mediums in the house. You know, my mum always had a huge interest in it. My dad could see the spirit worlds as if they were standing in front of him physically. So he was very, very open. So all through my life, I dipped my toe in and took it out. Let's put it that way. I never had any really wham-bam experiences. Like my grandfather or my grandmother didn't come and talk to me when they passed to the spirit world. I never had any of those experiences. But I did feel that I was never alone. You know that feeling when you're looking over your shoulder and things like that? And I suppose it wasn't until I was in my 30s, I'm giving my age away now, that I really decided to knuckle down, because I had too many signs from the spirit world around about that time that I should actually be doing more with the gifts that you know, they've given me. That's when I really started meditating, and really my intention was then to really help people. And that's what they work with, my intention and everything else.
Mm. I mean, you do an enormous amount of readings a week. it's quite incredible, really. And have you got any funny stories that you'd like to share with us, or, you know, to do with situations that you've come across with people or readings?
I can tell you, to me it's a funny story, but it's also a story of how animals play such a big part in our lives. And, you know, and when we lose our animals to the spirit world, they are family, you know, and they love to come forward. So I can just remember this time about this lady who came to me for a reading, and when I look back, I think it's quite funny. At the time, you know, it was just hot. My heart went out for the love that she had for this. I'll tell you anyway. I gave this lady a reading. Her grandfather came through and her grandmother came through, and they were giving evidence, and she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then her dad came through, and it was like, yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking, hang on a minute. She's really getting great evidence. And she's not blown over or you know, not moved to what I thought she would have been.
Yes.
So anyway, I was just about to give up when this chicken flew into the room. And I said, I've just got one more thing to say. I said, I've got a chicken here. And she went, my chicken! My chicken! And she burst into tears. And her chicken was her best friend. And the funny part of the story was her chicken used to sit and watch TV with her at night, and it had its own caravan. She'd made out a caravan, up a caravan just outside the back door, which was this chicken's home, and her chicken was her life, you know. And it was funny, yet it was fantastic to put the two, you know, bring the two of them together, because obviously they had so much love there. So that was quite funny, yet, you know, a different type of story there. But I remember one person that came for a reading, and I said to him, I've got your dad here. He's going, yeah. And I'm giving all this information to him. He's going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And about 20 minutes into the reading, he said, hang on a minute. I said, what's that? He said, who's giving you this information? I went, well, your dad. So he said, well, my dad's dead. I said, yeah, I know, he stood next to you. And he went completely white. He jumped out the chair and he said, I don't want to talk to dead people. I want my future told. I was and he just ran out the room. It was so funny. He just ran out the room. Yeah. Oh,
sounds like something
yeah. So there are some funny stories. Sorry?
Sorry, it sounds like something out of Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Well, absolutely. You know, if you want your fortune told, you know, you'd have to go to like a tarot reader. It's like somebody wants an electrician and going to see a plumber, you know?
That's funny.
Do you understand?
You are known for your humour in your, demonstrations. I call them, I introduced it as your sort of a gallery demonstrations in the vein of John Edward, because I think a lot of people can relate to that and understand what that is, and it's something that I think
the way John Edward looks,
that happens more in England than in America, that vein. So that's really funny. But you do have usually have the audience in stitches.
Yeah, because you sing as well, don't you?
I do tend to take on the mannerisms of those in the spittle, and I'm so dipsy, to be quite honest, that I get things back to front. So if there's any sayings going on, I get it all back to front. But, hey, I just go for flow. It's just, for me, you know, if people are laughing at that, you know, the spirit world, it's not serious. It is, but it's not. You know, they have humour. And the more uplifted the people are, the better they can communicate, to be quite honest. You know, so when I need to be serious, yes, I can be serious, because obviously that's how the person drawing close needs to be, and for the message. But they also bring through laughter and upliftment, and you know, so how they feel, I feel, and I portray it. I you know, if they come through very humorous, and I just go with the flow. I just let it be as it's supposed to be, in my view, anyway.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Okay. If anybody would like a reading from Bernie, a message from your loved ones, it's a free phone number. In the US, it's 877-876-5227.
And in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international calls, they're not toll-free, but you can call 001-530-876-3222.
And your website, Bernie?
It's www.freespirit7.com.
Right. Okay, that's
www.freespirit7.com.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Okay, so what are your plans for the future? Anything good coming up on the horizon?
I just don't know. There's doors opening all the time. I'm just going with the flow, you know. I really don't know, Sylvie. All good. It's every year. I mean, every year something exciting to take me forward happens. So I just wait and see and go with the flow.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I understand you're actually putting on a psychic fair, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, March the 1st at the Bower Club in Filton. There we have
in England.
I forget that this is in America. We have healers, palmists, tarot card readers. We have wonderful stalls with crystals on there. You know, everything, every part of New Age. It carries on down there. It's absolutely great. It's getting more and more popular every year. It's quite well established now. It's into its fourth year. So,
yeah,
cool, and it's growing. And it's growing.
Brilliant.
So,
and we want to get you to America as well at some point.
Cool. I'm up for that.
Yeah.
Are they ready? For Dixie Byrne.
And, of course, we'll have you again on the show.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I was just going to say as well, because you don't add the other parts of your gifts as well, Bernie. When you're doing workshops and that, you don't actually just do clairvoyance or clairsentience. Not that that's a lesser thing or anything, but you do a lot of other things, don't you? As well as giving Reiki workshops and that kind and teaching, don't you? You do Reiki courses and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You do other kinds of workshops too.
Animal communication. Psychic art. Inspirational writing. All sorts. You name it. You know, if I can do it, or if I can help somebody achieve something, yeah,
yes,
I'll do it, you know.
Yes. I understand too that don't you put on sometimes some events with to do with physical mediumship?
Yes, we have Warren Kaler, who comes to the centre demonstrating physical mediumship, which is always completely sold out whenever he comes. I believe
he's been
in America for a while. But that's fantastic. And, of course, we've had some wonderful trance demonstrations with yourself at the centre, which has always been obviously fully booked as well. We do a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's just great. And it's just brilliant that, you know, so many people as well in the area that you live. And actually, it's not just people from the area that you live. They come from all over Britain, actually, don't they, to come to various workshops and that kind of thing.
Because you're going to Abu Dhabi, aren't you, as well?
Hopefully in October. I forgot about that. Yeah, in October, hopefully going to go over there to do some private workshops and some private readings. So that will be a lovely experience too. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. So you never know what's around the corner with the spirit world. They're always opening doors and I just look forward to working there. That's great.
Yeah, so do you think the recession that we're going through at the moment has affected, for instance, your readings the thing is people feel that they need something a little extra at the moment, but obviously because of the economy, then they can't maybe afford to do that. And how do you find it at the moment?
I think in January, whether it was just January because of Christmas and waiting for their paycheck, and then we've had all that snow, I did get a few cancellations, to be quite honest, but, you know, they've rebooked. But the thing is, you know, if somebody's grieving, they need to speak to their loved ones, you know, they need to get that evidence. So the way I work, no, it hasn't really affected the way I work, I don't think. I get many people phoning me up about jobs, you know, and obviously it's not the way I work. So I do tell them on the phone, you know, that's not what I do. I would never get anyone in under false pretenses. But hey, I mean, the recession's there, but people's mortgages are much less now, so hopefully they've got a little bit extra to spend on themselves, not necessarily on this, but on themselves, you know.
I looked on your site the other day, and you've got so many demonstrations and presentations coming up for the rest of the year. You're pretty booked up, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you do readings all day long, every day, and then you've got all of these demonstrations.
I can only do a certain amount of readings, still, because obviously I work very much with energy of the spirit world, you know, and I can only do a certain amount of readings. So with my readings, and I managed to get a few healings in, and I have to plan my day so I have enough energy to be able to do my demonstrations if that falls on the day where I've got a busy day. I have to work out that I've got enough energy for the evening.
Great.
So when you started developing your gift, how has it changed from then to now, as in, you know, the accumulation, as it were, of different gifts?
God, that's a really hard question.
Yeah, I'm good at that. That's because I'm used to speaking to Gregory.
Yeah, well, I'm not. You're speaking to Bernie here now. God, that's really hard, because when people start off working with the spirit realm, we sit and we meditate on a regular basis, and we, you know, we go to circles and workshops, and even then, you know, we are the most impatient people going, because we want everything yesterday. The changes are very subtle, but all the time we're growing. But while we're walking the walk, you don't feel like you're growing. if you know what I'm saying. But you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I always say to people, it's a good idea to keep a diary, because people tend to give themselves a hard time thinking, oh, my God, you know, I've been doing this for such and such a time, and I really haven't come that far. But yet, if they were to look back 6 months in their diary, they would actually see that they've come along leaps and bounds. So all the time, the spirit world just keep on developing mediums. The development, you never stop. It's, you know, it's the only thing in life that where you don't stop developing. You can become managing director. You become, you know, you could have, you could come to the top of your professional career and then can't get any further. But with mediumship, you just keep growing and growing, slowly, subtly. You just keep growing, and it's an onward journey. You never stop developing. So slowly, subtly, but for sure, you all develop.
You always catch the monkey.
Try to catch the monkey.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great, Bernie, and
yes.
We'll have to do it again sometime. And like I say, we've only just started on a Sunday morning, so not everybody knows that we are actually doing it yet on a Sunday morning. So,
yeah. Cool.
Do join us again. And your website again is
www.freespirit7.com.
That's great. Okay, so take a look at Bernie's site. And
there's heaps of stuff on it too.
Yes, there is. Mm. And if you've just had a reading from Bernie and you were maybe not able to think on the spot about something that she gave you, but in hindsight you've realised, oh gosh, yes, that was right, or whatever, do drop her a line or drop us a line, because it's always interesting to know.
That would be fab.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Because very often when you're doing a live dem, they come up to you afterwards and say, oh, I'm so sorry, I couldn't think of that at the time, but yes, that was right, that was so-and-so. And it does make a difference, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's like verifies the connection that you've got.
Yeah,
and that's helpful to all of us as spirit workers as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bernie. And we'll have you on again soon, and see you soon, probably.
Yeah, I'll look forward to both.
Yes, okay.
Okay,
all
thanks
right.
A lot.
Take care then. Lots of love.
And we hope
Bye-bye.
You've enjoyed the show, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hope you've enjoyed the show, and that our number is our website address is www.spirit-teaching.com.
And also at www.spiritsworkradio.com.
Okay, so do join us again next Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific on the wonderful BBS radio. You've been listening to Spirit's Work. And until next time, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.